Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah.
Yes. Welcome. Will you still say yes? Amen. I love that song because it says, when your money is funny, your change is straight. Hallelujah. Amen. But I know God to be a keeper. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
How you doing, sis? How you doing?
Hanging in here. Holding on to God's unchanging hand.
Amen. You know, I just want to say thank you for coming out. Praise God and blessing us. It was a press, but it was a blessing. Glory to God.
Woo!
Amen.
Awesome day. Awesome day.
Amen. And for those of y'all that are wondering what we're talking about, the Fruit of the Spirit Conference 2022 was awesome. Hallelujah. Through and through. Amen. Friday night, Saturday afternoon, and Sunday afternoon. We had a blessed time in the Lord. Amen. Teaching. Amen. Hallelujah. Preaching. Fellowship and glory to God. Good fruit, praise God, and I mean spiritually and naturally, glory to God. Amen. And one of the words that was repeated the most throughout the conference was antioxidants. Amen. Hallelujah.
Yes.
And vitamins.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. And I love the way it went because I wanted people to understand the scripture that says, He said, I will that you prosper and be in good health as much as your soul prospers. So we can understand that our spiritual, amen, is tied in what we feed our natural as well. Hallelujah.
It is.
Glory
amen.
To God. It's tied into
amen.
Each other. We try to make it, see, when the word of God talks about the flesh, he's talking about the human nature. He's not talking about your body. He's talking about the nature of a man. Glory to God. Amen. So when we talk about feeding your flesh, your natural man, when we talk about that flesh, praise God, we're talking about your body, energy. We're talking about eating right. Hallelujah. Praise God. All of that is important to God. He's concerned about our whole being. Praise God. Amen. Glory to God. And I have experience through this conference that God has really stretched the women of God in their study, because a lot said, I don't know how I'm going to pair, you know, how I'm going to do it. Oh, my Lord. But when they got up, the Holy Spirit took over, and it was a blessing. Hallelujah.
He said, if you stand to your feet, I will word your mouth. But let me tell you that you got to be living the life in order for the Holy Ghost to come in and take over. You got to have a willing spirit, a willing mind. You got to be sold out. And you got to be in touch with God, you know, that you trust him enough that, Lord, I don't know what you want me to say. I'm going to gather 50, 11 scriptures all pertaining to your word.
Come on.
But when you stand up, God will tell you, use this scripture right here. Use this scripture right here. I want you to say this right here. I want you to say this right there. And the one that I brought forth yesterday, that last one, that one blew me away. That one totally blew me away. The fact that in through it all, God looks past our faults. And he sees our needs.
Come
on,
hallelujah.
Isn't that awesome?
And I was so encouraged, praise God, amen, through this conference, because let me tell y'all something. When God gives you an assignment, you are going to be attacked. I mean, oh my Lord. And
I'm not
talking about no light stuff. See, sometimes
come on.
We think when we hear people say, oh, we've been attacked, a spiritual attack. But listen, sometimes the attack is not just spiritual. It is folks. Listen, let me tell y'all something. Hallelujah. You have to be prayed up and you have to get that word in your heart or you will find yourself falling. Glory to God. Amen. Because when the enemy attacks you, he doesn't attack you in a place you're strong. He attacks you in a place that you are weak. And he tries to get you to get out of character. Come on. Hallelujah. Whether it be crying and sobbing like you have no faith, or whether it be cussing and fussing like you believe in God. But you have to be prepared for these things. Amen. Even going forth as a pastor, I've had people, you fake, you cussing me out. Amen. Even right after, cussing me out, telling me all kinds. But let me tell you something. Oh, my God. I'm even more encouraged to press on and see what the end is going to be. No
come
devil
on,
in hell man. Can stop me from doing the
come
work
on.
Of God. No, I am not perfect. No, I am not by long shot. But watch
come
this.
On.
Glory
come
to God.
On.
As long as God is in my life, I am made perfect through him. And this is how you have to fight. You have to fight
yes.
the same way. Glory to God.
Yes.
It used to be a time in my walk, amen, where some come against me, praise God, and it'd be difficult for me to get up. Some knock me down. It'd be hard for me to get up. But watch this. Amen. The more I learned God, the more I got up, the more I got up and said, Lord, I'm going to try again. I'm going to keep going. Lord, I'm going to keep pressing. The blows that come at you, come on, amen. Them hits that
come
at you, sometimes, amen, in according to the world, you got a good excuse to lay down. You got a good excuse to say, I give up. Come on, amen. But
That's true. You know
that God is your redeemer, that God is your avenger, glory to God, that God, amen, hallelujah, has rewrote your story, glory to God, is not anything that the devil could throw at you that you can't bounce back from. Come on,
come
hallelujah.
On now. Come on.
Glory
come
to
on.
God. The Bible says
that
be
is
steadfast,
so awesome.
Unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. So let me tell you something. Amen. Hallelujah. You going through something right now? And I want Miss Owens to minister to us on this as well, because let me tell you something. When you are a prayer warrior, when you, amen, see, because some of us, we all got different gifts in the kingdom. But when you are a prayer warrior, when you are a prophet or prophetess, when you are, come on, amen, when God has you as a, and I'm going to say this because people don't understand this, when you are an encourager, or a kingdom builder, or a person that networks and connect people to.
Come
you
on.
You get attacked the most. Glory to God.
Come
amen.
On,
hallelujah.
Oh,
you get attacked the most.
Down.
Why? Because you build the kingdom. You making connections. You introducing people. You saying, hey, you know this person over here? Do this. And oh, my God. You putting people, you connect the people so they can get in position for their destiny and their call. You know the
come
devil mad.
Come on now. Come on.
You know
on.
The devil mad. Come on.
Yes.
Now, hallelujah. Devil mad. Glory to God. The devil cussing
oh,
at
God.
You. The devil talking about you. You know it's going to come.
Hey.
But I want to let you know, praise God, amen. Hallelujah. It don't matter. It don't matter because what God say about you is the only thing that matters. Come on,
that's,
hallelujah.
That's the only thing. The only thing. Nothing. It says God
before
us. He's before more
than
the
whole
world,
against you. And then he said, who can be against you?
Ha!
My God. Ha. Who? My God.
Let me tell
come
you
on,
how
now.
Powerful Jesus Christ is. Jesus Christ hung on the cross. They hung in one day. And in the span of 3 days, he conquered the world. He conquered death. He went down to hell and he set the captive free. So why should I be afraid? Why should I be skittish? Why should I be doubtful? Why should I be have that hang back spirit? Because yes, you're gonna be talked about. You're gonna be persecuted. People gonna hurt your feelings because why? You are peculiar. Set aside to be set up for a blessing. Hallelujah! Glory to God.
Better myself. Say, God, I like that. Ooh, Mr. Otis, you said something right there. God, listen, my Lord, hallelujah. That set up, my God, that set up, my Lord, hallelujah. It don't always feel good. Can I just say that? It's not always an easy path, praise God, to the promised land. It's not always easy, glory to God. When the children of Israel was coming out of Egypt, the devil was on their back. Do you hear me?
Yes,
on
their heels.
Glory to God. But you got to understand something. Every time they got to a place that looked like it was impossible to cross, glory to God, God told Moses, say, raise your staff.
You got what
you need in your hand. Become a murderer, praise God. Moses felt like he didn't qualify. Glory to God.
Come
hallelujah.
I
was just reading about this, praise God. Amen. Let this mind be in you, which is also in Christ Jesus. Our mind needs to change. Because sometimes, praise God, amen, we're defeated before we get started. And the Lord say, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. Your mind needs to be renewed, glory to God.
Yes.
Amen. The way Moses thought before, Moses has to go back as somebody else. See, if Molly would have stayed in the mindset that I'm coming back in here as a thief, I mean, as a murderer, he wouldn't have been able to stand. But God had, oh, my God, God had to change his mindset, praise God, ooh, hallelujah, from a weak man, glory to God, from a scared man, glory to God, from a man plagued by his past to somebody, oh, glory to God, they understood he was an overcomer because he had the Lord on his side.
He
my
was
God.
More than a conqueror.
More than a conqueror. My God. And it's the same thing. As we talk to you tonight, praise God, on this broadcast, what I want you to take away from this, praise God, is, God, I was driving all day, and the Lord gave me this because he was dealing with me about some things, praise God. Amen. And I had some questions. Hallelujah. And the Lord, praise God, he had to tell me, amen, hallelujah. I got you in whatever state that you're in. Paul had to understand, glory, see, before Paul could speak it out of his mouth, he had to get an understanding of it. Glory to God, amen. I learned, hallelujah. I learned, glory to God, hallelujah, to be content in whatever state that I'm in. See, Elijah,
come on,
and we, I can dip into the fruit of the Spirit, praise God. A lot of times, amen, we lose faith and hope, praise God, amen, because we start listening to folk. We start, my God, I'm helping somebody.
Yes.
We start, folks get to telling you, I told you, you should have did that, and bringing all kinds of doubt. Now, let's go back to Moses. God placed Aaron at his side to help somebody. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Sometimes, amen, God, amen, will place an armor bearer by your side, praise God. Oh, my
Come
God.
On.
Hallelujah. And let me teach you about the armor bearer. The armor bearer not only bears the armor, but if the soldier, amen, oh, my God, if the soldier used this sword, he grabbed the sword and stabbed them too. Come on, hallelujah.
Come
we
on,
got
yes.
to understand that God will put people around you that will help push you into your purpose, that will protect you, that will pray for you. Oh, my God, hallelujah. You got to make sure the folks that you done gathered around you, I don't care if it's a spouse, I don't care if it's you, you got to make sure them folks go in the same direction you go. We don't want
right
to let go
there,
of people.
Right there, Apostle, I want to interject. When you said that, surround yourself with people that's going
Come
in
on.
The same direction you going that can
Come
push
on.
You, encourage you. I
Come on.
Wanna say God bless each and every one of God's family that from my apostle, my pastor, on down to the youngest that showed up. Nevertheless,
Come
I
on.
Told them, I got a situation, but I'm coming. I'm coming.
Yeah, and they came in. Come on. Lord,
and
they
came
they
in. They was there. They was there.
Yes.
You can do
yes.
it. You can do it. God got
yes.
you. God got, but I
yes.
knew I had to fulfill my assignment, but I needed, you know, what
yeah.
happened when they said when Moses' arm started going down, he started losing the battle. But say he had somebody to come and lift his arms up and
on.
The battle continued to be won. We're there today. We need someone from time to time to hold our arms up and say, you know
come
what,
on.
Enemy, I'm winning this battle. This battle.
Come
hey,
on.
The Lord got me in this one, and I'm winning this one because, look,
Lord,
what you
God.
Say, the armor bearer is there to encourage, pray
Come
for,
on.
And lift you up.
And lift you up. Come on. Come on. And I look, ooh, we tag teaming tonight. I want to, like she said, somebody was there when Moses was on. So, see, I used to work for a magazine. They say, my editor used to tell me all the time, you're only as good as the people you surround yourself with. First, I was young when he told me that. And I really, I was young. My mind was all over the place. But as I got older, praise God, and started dealing with relationships and people, I realized I couldn't be mad at people if they weren't strong enough to hold my arm up when I got weak.
That's
I
it.
Couldn't get mad.
That's
watch this. This one right here is what y'all going to have to really get in your spirit. Some folks, praise God, amen, hallelujah, that ain't the position for them, glory to God.
Come on, come on.
In a position, praise God, that they ain't strong enough to be in, glory to God, hallelujah. And
that's
sometimes,
it,
praise
it.
God, we be so mad because the person that we chose, oh, you'll get that one today.
Come on.
The person
what?
That we chose
what?
Can't do what we
come
thought
on.
That we wanted them to do, but that ain't their position, glory to God. God got to put somebody there, hallelujah, that's a fighter. God got to put somebody there, amen, that's a prayer warrior. God got to put somebody there that believe in God the way you believe in God. Come on, hallelujah. You can't be no faith walker, praise God, and then have somebody, Doubting Thomas by you. You can't be, oh my God, can
come
I help somebody?
Now.
You can't
come
be a faith
now.
Walker that you have Ooh. Seen God build your life up from nothing, praise God. Then
come
you
on.
Get some, you can't get nobody to walk next to you, praise God, that don't know nothing about faith, that don't know nothing
come
about
on.
Faith without works is dead, that don't know how God to turn nothing into, oh my God, can I help you? We
come on
about
now.
Lazarus,
help us. Help us.
God
help us.
Speak
help
to a dead situation and bring it back to life. You can't
come
have
on.
Nobody that
come
weak,
on, man,
glory
man.
To God,
come
that loves serving the devil, glory to God, to lift you up because they don't know what kind of lifting it's going to take, glory to God.
Come on,
they
man.
Don't know. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Ooh.
They just look. Oh, my God. Hallelujah. If listen, and I'm going to tell you this. If it's somebody, oh, my God, I'm going to help somebody. I'm going to help you right now. You say, well, how do I know? And you know who it is. You know who is a stumbling block. You know who's a hindrance. It's that person that done told you it ain't going to work. It's that person that told you, oh, my God, that told you you're crazy. It's the person that told you, I don't know what you're doing it for. God ain't called you to do nothing. That's who you need to get out the way.
Come
my
on,
God,
man.
I'm going to help somebody. The worst thing a person can do is get in God's way.
That's
the
it.
Worst thing.
That's it.
The worst thing.
That's
and
it.
It's some folks that get in the way on purpose. So I'm going to just tell you, you don't want to get out the way. You don't want to be in the middle of God's business.
You sure don't.
Ooh.
Taking up space and breath. Taking up air and space. Get out the way.
What did Mary, what did he do to Mary? What did he do to Mary? He put
move
Mary
out
the
way.
Camp.
Put
her
out.
He straight. Mary, she ended up with leprosy outside of the camp. Do you hear me?
Outside.
That's Moses' sister. I'm trying
yeah,
to help
don't
somebody.
Just, see, they think I got a connection. I'm connected to
yeah.
the pastor. I'm
yeah,
connected
I talk,
to
I
the apostle. I'm connected.
I can talk to you any kind of way. I can handle you any kind of way. The
mm.
Bible says, touch not my anointed, do my prophet no
and
more.
Do
you
my
playing
prophet
games.
No
you, you can't play with men and women of God. I listen, and some of us, and I'm going to rebuke this right now in the name of Jesus. Y'all better share this podcast. I'm going to rebuke this in the name of Jesus. Some of y'all saints are dumbed down just so you could be with somebody. Some of you
come
are dumbed
on,
down.
Now.
Come on. Spiritually, you'll hide, amen, who you are spiritually, and you attach yourself to somebody that don't respect your call. Now you got to fight for your identity because you done attach
yeah.
yourself to somebody that don't care nothing about the call on your life. You can't do
come
that.
On.
When you are destined
can't
to do
it.
The work of God, you want companionship, you got to wait for somebody that loves God more than you. You got to wait for somebody.
Gotta
if you
wait.
Speak in tongues and you believe in delivering, come on, and you believe in casting out, you got to find somebody that believe what you believe.
Come on now. Come on.
Ooh, Lord have mercy.
Baby.
Help somebody today. I'm going to help somebody
help
today. Let me tell
help
you something.
Lord.
I've been under spiritual attack and warfare all day, since Sunday evening. Come on. But watch this. God. We're talking about Moses. You also got to watch what you say out your mouth.
That's
help
true.
Mouth. You got to yeah. watch what you say to folk, and you got to watch what you say about people. And you got to watch
that's
the
true.
Conversations that you entertain. Because some people, they wait for something to tear you down with.
Come
so they
on.
Want you to
come
get
on.
out of character. They want you, let me tell you something. Let me testify, praise God, amen. I was dealing with somebody that wasn't saved. They ain't confessed Jesus Christ. They go to church or whatever. I was dealing with them, praise God. The longer I hung around them, the longer I got relaxed. Come on. Somebody understand it. The longer I hung with that spirit, the longer I hung around that person, the longer I okayed and compromised with things that they were doing, the more I started to conform to them. yes, instead of yes. them conforming to the word. See, we don't want to hear this book because we want to gather ourselves around any and everybody, but you can't do that when it's a call on your life. You can't do that. Then all of a sudden, you making excuses to do different. Oh, I'm going to cuss because I want to, because I can't.
Yeah.
And then you have to ask yourself that. Where did I pick that up from?
Come on, that's the spirit that's attached itself to
It's the
to
spirit.
You.
And watch this. And I always say this, I say this over and over again, but I need you to get it in your spirit. The enemy is slick and cunning.
Yes.
And he ain't going to do it right off. It's going he gonna take years being around you to peel and break off and break, come on, the anointing off your life. He going to do it in this way, or compromise here. Next thing you know, you all out of whack.
All out of whack.
And you saying, Lord, I don't even know how I got here. You want to know how I know about this? Pick me. I raised my hand. I went through it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I went through it. Where you sitting around, your identity, you don't know who you are no more. You the conformist, and everything this person say to you, you believe. You ain't nothing. I believe it. You ain't got anointed. I believe it. God ain't called you to do nothing. I believe it. Why? Because I have been around that person so long and let them in my heart, and before you know it, they done ripped. Come on. Lord have mercy, Jesus.
Come on. It's a done deal from that point on.
Come on. So you have to protect your salvation. You have to protect your anointing. You have to your identity. You want to know why, praise God? Because the enemy want to rob us of our authority. He don't care if you get up and preach. He don't care if you go and do it. As long as he think he got your soul. Come on. So he want to rob you of your authority. He wants you caught doing different things and cussing and talking about people so that when you get up to preach, he can say, oh, y'all listen to that devil. This devil did this and this devil at home. And watch this. I was riding today and the Lord was showing me how the enemy is breaking down the saints of God. Because we didn't start compromising with the world and okaying this and accepting this. We don't take all that. And now all of a sudden, the power that the church used to have, we don't have it no more. Because are more like the world than we are like Christ.
Come on.
And I know, the enemy didn't work this. He didn't work this theme overnight. He worked in years. He said, okay, let this in the church. Okay, let them dance in the church. Okay, let them break it down in the church. Okay, now all of a sudden it's an all-out field day in the church.
Yes, looking like
the Lord. And then let me tell you, and watch this. I'm gonna tell you this. They're so deceitful. It's crazy because the devil will sit down and rebuke you. The devil sit down and rebuke you. And because you have compromised so much, you sitting there, mouth just can't say nothing because you done allowed this to go on around you. You done allowed it.
Yep.
Now the church is all flipped inside out. Nobody respects the people of God. And then it's another thing that an apostle taught me a long time ago that I didn't understand, but I understand it now. And my mama told me this. You can't tell, if you're in leadership, you can't tell everybody everything. You got to be private. The Bible says that we are peculiar people. We are set aside. You can't tell everybody stuff you're going through. I used to sit down and tell a certain person my emotions and how I feel while I was trying to figure them out. And this, every time that person got mad, they turn around and they just vomit all that back up to me. You got to be careful who you confide in, who you confess to. Why? Because God is still even working on apostles and preachers and pastors, but not everybody is strong enough to handle what your trials and tribulations as a leader.
That's
not everybody is able to. Everybody ain't designated to pray you through that. Oh my God,
that's true. Come on now.
Cause
come on,
Sam.
So you can't look at your head in every Delilah's lap that come along.
You better preach.
You can't. You got to move in silence. You got to move silently. What did he have them to march around Jericho? How many times?
Seven times. Come
and
on.
Never opened their mouth. Oh, my God.
Never say a word.
Oh,
never say a word.
The people on the inside of those walls did not know the demise that was coming toward them, against them, because what? Those they were the obedient. He said seven times and never open your mouth.
Never
so we don't
open,
allow
don't
God
word.
To work because we've been told the vision before it can...
To the enemy.
Before, woo! And then the enemy get it and run with it. We don't have nothing
and
to run with
it.
Now we have passed off to the enemy. Running
off.
Our mouths. Wanting everybody to be proud and boisterous of us, what we can do, what we done done. No, no. You have to walk circumspectly. Sometimes you got to do stuff and never get a pat on the back.
On
but
the back.
You and God know, because God is going to bless you. You know, whatever you do, do it unto God, not unto man.
Do it unto God, not unto man. You said that. You said that. And that's just the truth. That's the truth. And then, oh, my God. Even
Jesus.
While you're building those, let me just say
come on.
This. While building, it is nobody business what you build, how you build,
come on.
How God told, who he told you to talk to, who he told you. Come on. That's your, that's between you and God.
And God.
When
I
God
gotta
told
tell somebody.
Oh, I just got to, oh, girl, let me tell you. Oh, let me, that girl, let me tell you to mess up a mini vision. Let me tell you how God, let me tell you. And it is, wait till the, listen. Wait till it's complete. Hallelujah.
Till
it is complete. Glory to God.
Mm.
Then you put together a celebration. Glory to God.
Then
you can invite folks, praise God, to celebrate.
Come on.
But we got to learn to shut up.
Come on. Move in silence. Move
not
in
long.
Silence by the might of the Almighty God.
Mighty
let
God.
Him lead, guide, and direct your path. Woe unto those that constantly need a pat on the back. You got to walk this journey and say every now and again, there's a traveler. If it's every now and again a traveler, that means you by yourself. Ain't nobody to pat your back, you know. Send up balloons and streamers for you. That ain't even what this is all about. It ain't even about you. How about that? It's about God. You take nothing for
Lord.
Yourself.
Nothing. My God.
For yourself.
Because he promised us eternal life. He promised
come
us,
on, man.
Amen, heaven. He promised us, praise God, amen, that we would eat the good of the land. Hallelujah. Amen. You got to keep your eye on the prize, glory to God.
Yes. Eternal life. Eternal life. It means that all this stuff is going to pass away. This stuff they down here fighting over land and jewels and jewels. All this is going to pass away, but the word will be here. It will not pass away.
What
God
has
promised
away.
Us will
hallelujah.
Not pass away. We
come on, glory to God.
We got to put our faith in God. God's grace
amen.
And mercy. That's what's keeping. It's the glue that it's the glue that's keeping us here. But we
that's
are here for
us.
A purpose. What is our purpose?
Glory to God.
Well, I'm glad you're asked. I'm glad you asked. We are laborers in the kingdom. Everybody know about
glory
a business pyramid. I bring
yep.
you in. You bring somebody in. They bring two
yeah.
more folks in. We are building.
Yeah.
We are kingdom building. What's in this kingdom? Prosperity,
yeah. Yeah.
righteousness, fruits of the spirit, love, you know, goodness. We build in the kingdom of God. We are saving souls. We are soul savers. We are intercessors standing in the gap. Hallelujah. It ain't about we love material things. Yes, we do. And I know apostles just like me, I love womanly things. I love pretty
yeah.
things. I love nice things.
Yeah,
but they can't
yeah,
get
amen.
Them in my way. They can't come between me and God. What would separate you from the love of God? If I can't get it, I can't get it. I'm just going to have get, what it say? I've learned to be satisfied in whatever state I'm in. You know,
yeah.
as long as God provide my needs, that's food, shelter, shoes on my feet, clothes on my back. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
That's what I
Hallelujah.
Have to. We are kingdom builders.
Amen. Amen.
We cannot Amen. Get caught up on the oohs and ahs of man because man
Come
will
on.
Disappoint you every time. I love
Amen.
You today, but if you speak something against me and I don't like the way you look at me or you passed by me wrong or you didn't look at me right, you know, then I have no use for you. I knew they was like that. I knew that, you know,
yeah.
I knew it was something funny about them.
Yeah.
You gotta be happy, you know, if you have to do it by yourself. You and
Fair.
God.
That's
you
right.
You got to
That's
keep
right.
pushing.
Cause
he said,
he
I'll never leave nor forsake you. Sometimes
on.
You got to be, sometimes he wants you to be by yourself so he can
by
use
yourself.
You even the more. Hallelujah.
Amen.
That's it. You know, you got to be that voice crying in the wilderness. No matter what
you
come and what go, I will declare the word of the Lord. His praises will continually be in my mouth. Hallelujah.
Mm.
You know, it's not about you, boo. I hate to tell you, but it's not about you.
Not
it is about
you.
God. Come out of
Amen.
Yourself. Come out of your feelings. Get with the plan.
Amen.
And
Amen.
Let God
Amen.
Be God and direct your path. Hallelujah.
Amen.
He said he will have men bless you.
Amen. Amen.
The favor of God will take you where money will never,
never
open the door for you. I'm a witness.
Amen.
You hear me? I
Amen.
Am a witness. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We just thank God on today.
We
Hallelujah.
Thank we thank God for that. Amen. We're going to take a break. Praise God. When we come back, praise God, we're going to give our final thoughts. Praise God. And we're going to... I'm just going to believe God. We're going to pray, amen, for you, amen, that you be able to get to a place in your life where for God I live, for God I die. We'll be right back after these messages.
Amen.
Because
Amen, amen. Hallelujah. Welcome back.
Bless
Hallelujah.
Your name, Lord. Bless
amen.
Your name.
Lord, we worship you because of who you
yes,
are. Amen.
Yes,
Lord
yes,
God,
yes.
Amen. We're just going to share some final words, praise God. I'm going to ask the minister to pray for us tonight. Amen. I want this word to rest on you. I don't want... Amen. I come against, amen, the enemy snatching this word from you. I need for this word, amen, hallelujah, you begin to work some things out of your spirit, amen, because we don't want anything to hinder what God has assigned, amen, for you to do. Glory to God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. So, ministers, can you give some final words and then pray us on out?
Whatever you make up your mind to do for God, make it up in your mind and go forth with all you got. Because you're going to hit some stumbling blocks. You're going to hit some disappointments. You're going to be low in faith, depression, oppression. But it's just the trick of the enemy. It's the mirage that the enemy puts in front of you to try to discourage you. But never turn a loose of God's unchanging hand. Be encouraged.
Amen.
Know that God loves you. He's there for you. And no matter what you're going through, he's got you. I am a witness. I'm living through it right now. But I know God. Through God, I have the victory. And so we're
Amen.
Just going to pray for your strength this evening. As I encourage you, I encourage myself because I see, but I got to believe.
I got to believe
past what I see. Hallelujah. So
Hallelujah.
I know. And we just want to encourage, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we come before you with open hearts and open minds, Father God. Father God, pour even the more into us, Father God. Strengthen us
yes,
from
please.
The inside out, Father God.
Wow.
Father
God,
God, go all down on the inside, Father God. Strengthen us for this journey, Father God. Lift us
yes,
up
Lord.
When we're torn down. Build us up, Father God. So, Father God, we just ask that you just each and every one of our homes, Father God, go all in every room, Father God. Spread your spirit, God. Strengthen, God. We need strength on today, God. Father God, build up our faith. Build up our faith, Father God. You said
yes,
every man is born with a portion of faith, Father God. We ask that you... Build it up, Father God. Father God, encourage our hearts, Father God. Father God, encourage our minds, Father God.
Yes,
increase
Lord.
Ever the more, Father God.
Yes,
Father
Lord.
God,
Hallelujah.
We ask that you, everyone under the sound of my weak voice, God, touch them. Touch them, God. We
yes,
need a
Lord.
Touch from you, Lord. In these evil, wicked times, Father God, continue to cover us with your blood. Continue to keep your loving arms of kindness wrapped around us, Father God. Father God,
yes,
open our eyes. Open our eyes to
open
the tricks
eyes,
of the
Lord.
Enemy, Father. Oh,
yes,
Father
Lord.
God, help us to keep our eye on the prize. You are our
yes,
prize,
Lord.
Father God. We're
yes,
present.
You are, Lord.
yet present toward eternal life, God. Oh,
yes,
and Father
yes.
God, we ask that you bless our leaders, Father God. Uplift them. Meet every need. Meet every
yes,
need,
Lord.
Father God.
Every
physically,
need.
Mentally, financially, Father God. Father
yes,
God, we
Lord.
Ask that you heal our land. Heal our
yes,
land.
God.
Heal our land.
Heal our
Touch
land,
the
Lord.
Leaders in order
yes,
for them
God.
To help heal the land, Father God. Help us to be laborers, Father God. And not lazy. Hallelujah, because the
yes,
harvest
Lord.
Is
Hallelujah.
Right, Father God. It's simply waiting to be called in.
Glory,
and Father
glory,
God, we
Lord.
Ask you
Hallelujah.
For one and all of these blessings. In
yes,
Jesus'
Lord.
Name.
In
we
Jesus'
pray.
Name.
Amen.
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 Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Well, we love you, praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. I believe, amen, that God right now is shifting, amen, some things, praise God. You have to believe as well. We'll talk to you next Monday, praise God. Until then, stay encouraged, get in your word, praise God, and don't forget to go to the house of God on Sunday. Hallelujah. God bless you. Good night.
Amen.